Making sense of it. In conversation 9, you heard a familiar phrase used in a different context.
عندي دوخة وصداع.
You know the first word means I have.
عندي.
You can also use this phrase to describe ailments in a similar way to English. So, I have a headache is
عندي صداع.
And I feel dizzy, or literally, I have dizziness, is
عندي دوخة.
Other common ailments you could use this phrase with include I have a stomachache.
عندي مغص.
I have diarrhea.
عندي إسهال.
I have a cold.
عندي برد.
And of course, as you know, you can use a different ending to change the meaning to you have, or she has, and so on. For example, she has a cold.
عندها برد.
Do you have a headache? To a man.
عندك صداع.
He feels dizzy.
عنده دوخة.
You also heard a very useful all-purpose phrase for asking someone what the matter is.
Speech.
You can probably work out how this would change if Tarek had been talking to a man.
Speak.
Getting to grips with the grammar. So far in the conversations, you've learnt several plural words, such as pills.
حبوب.
Boats.
مراكب.
Tickets.
تذاكر.
Daughters or girls.
بنات.
You may be wondering if there are any rules for how to make words plural in Arabic. The answer is that although there are common plural patterns, there aren't any definite rules that will tell you the plural of any particular word. Many plurals share the same consonants as the singular word, but have different vowels. Listen again to those plurals, this time with the singular word first. Repeat them after the Arabic. Pill, pills.
حبة, حبوب.
Boat, boats.
مركب, مراكب.
Ticket, tickets.
تذكرة, تذاكر.
Girl, girls.
بنت, بنات.
You can think of these plurals as similar to English plurals, such as mouse and mice, man and men. The difference is that most Arabic plurals are formed like this, whereas only a few English ones are. It's better at first to learn just individual useful plural words as you go along. The patterns will start to become clearer as you progress. Now, replay the conversation once more before moving on to playing the parts yourself.